Dave Bowie over in turn three. And I'll tell you, the man on the mission right now is Jeff Gordon.
No doubt about that, Barney. He has closed into just about a car length and a half off the back bumper of his teammate, Jimmy Johnson. And he's just hovering, waiting for the opportunity, waiting for the time. He's got a very good race car right now.
Welcome back. Hour number two, North Sound Racing, 10:03 here on the Pacific Coast. Hopefully you're on the East Coast. I was always trying to see if my sister, who lives in New Hampshire, would kindly stay awake and listen to our show, so I'm going to have to really put...
Why don't we call her right now?
Ooh. Yeah, that'd go over well. When she comes out, I would definitely hear about that.
Yes.
Saturday night out at Evergreen Speedway, the NSRA put on a whale of a 35-lap show. The Trophy Dash was awesome, but the main event was a great show, too. You heard Steve Beitler talking about it. And we bring on the winner of the main event Doug James Memorial, Scott Allman. Joins us. How are you doing tonight, Scott?
Excellent. Nice to hear your show.
Thank you. It's good to have you on it.
It's great to have
you.
I know
where I'll be listening every Thursday night now.
Oh, cool.
We're happy with that.
Yep.
Yeah. You should bring friends, and not like we make any more money, but it's always good to know people are listening.
Is Thursday night like a work in the shop night?
Usually Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah, actually usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Every night of the week.
So where are you guys off to next before we start talking about where you were?
It looks like, the Will Rock Series on Vancouver Island is what we normally run.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pavement sprint car series that runs a couple different tracks.
Now, did you win that series last year?
Yeah. Last year we were lucky enough to win their season championship.
Congratulations.
And, that was a good time. And it's one thing I want to say before we, Will Kennedy and Steve Beitler have been my role models since 1995 when I got a sprint car.
Oh, you're kidding me. Wow.
To hear those guys talking on the radio tonight just made me real happy.
About you, that's great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So they both helped me out lots over the past few years.
When I
used to run down at Skagit.
As I look, Scott, at islandracemasters.com, it says on here that maybe you did a little stock car racing to start with?
Back in 1991...
With fenders,
Yeah, Cassidy Speedway used to be a dirt track here on Vancouver Island. And I told my wife at the time, I says, that looks like fun. We better go try that out. And then we moved on to the sprint cars and then haven't quite got out of it yet.
So how young did you start racing?
I'm 37 now. And I've never added it up.
I mean, were you a child racer? I mean, did you race go-karts, quarter midgets, anything like that?
No, really, the family's never been into racing. I heard about Cassidy Speedway through a couple of buddies and just went up there, and it just looked like a real exciting thing to do and ended up being the funnest sport I've ever done.
So was that your first time at Evergreen?
Yeah.
What did you think of the facility?
Oh, it's a very nice facility.
And how was the track?
The track is very fast.
Uh-huh. Well, you guys are the fastest ones there.
Yeah, I've heard, I've known lots of guys that have gone over there and raced, and they've told me, it's this great, big, fast speedway. And for years, we've just never had the opportunity to go down there. And this year, a few weeks ago, a guy, Neil Montgomery, I was talking to him, and he says, I got a motor. If you guys want to throw your car together, we should go down there and try it out. And I'm glad that we made the decision. And we'll definitely have to go back there again.
Scott, I was there for the Friday night practice, and I saw your name and know it a little bit from the NST and Skagit and stuff. And so I kind of kept my eye on you. And on Friday night, I noticed that although you might not have been as fast quite as I think it's Craig or Greg Deaver, that you were very smooth and your car was on rails around that track. And to see you win on Saturday, to me, was really no surprise. But I got to ask, if you have a – is that a Lejeune car? Or what is the chassis that you're using?
The chassis that we're using had Lejeune's updates done to it.
Uh-huh.
It's actually one of the cars that I used to drive for the VMAC race team.
Yeah.
That I used to rip around Skagit in. We ended up, three old buddies of mine, Dan Wickham, mm-hmm. Tom Turner, and George Stewart, after I kind of quit racing,
mm-hmm.
they got together and went to Tony Menard of VMAC, and they purchased the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then Russ Lejeune down in Victoria here, he turned it into a pavement car.
Well, he's established quite a name for winning races there in at Monroe, that's for sure.
Yeah, Russ Lejeune, they, at Lejeune Engineering there, they definitely know where it's at when it comes to asphalt sprint cars.
Hey, Scott, what do you have to do to convert a car from dirt to asphalt?
Well, really...
or do you just pay someone to do it?
you know what? That's a perfect answer right there.
And a perfectly acceptable response,
yeah, you,
too.
You drop it off, and a week later, you pay the bill.
They change it over.
What's it say on your receipt? Let's put it that way that you get.
Yeah. They put coilover springs on all four corners, similar to what a stock car would run.
Mm-hmm.
You get rid of the torsion bars. The car is lowered down considerably, and different offsets on the front axle, different brake package. Like a dirt car only uses one brake on the front.
Mm-hmm.
This pavement car has great big, what I call stock car brakes.
Mm-hmm. Both
so
front
few,
and rear?
Yeah, front and rear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a major change. It's just a few little tweaks here and there.
Now, I remember many, many years ago when I was really dumb, trying to convert a old asphalt jalopy over to dirt. And I remember having to really just really loosen the thing up so it would really flex hard in the corners. Is that when you, the first time you hit turn one at full speed, what did you feel in that car on Saturday or Friday practice, let's put it that way?
Well, the first practice, we felt lots of crashing and banging because we had our ride heights way too low.
Uh-huh.
And going that fast, we didn't realize how much downforce was on that wing. At those speeds, it pushes the car right into the track.
Uh-huh.
A lot of sparks.
Yeah, there was lots of sparks, and I actually pulled in. Like, I didn't even go two laps at speed, and the crew is all telling me, the car's sparking. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Doesn't it look cool?
I can feel it. You see my my whole body shaking?
So, kind of warm, huh?
Yep. So we had to make a few definite, some quick changes there. Basically, it feels like any other racetrack. You're just going probably 40 miles an hour faster than normal.
And that wall has got to come up really quick on you too, huh?
Yeah, you know... Ask anyone that races a car, and you try not to think about that stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you need to be focusing on, you know, what the car's doing and not so much what the racetrack's, your surroundings.
Yeah.
So I always try to focus just on what the car's doing and not what's all around me.
Yeah. The one thing I wanted to ask before I turn it back over to Galen and Carla, were you involved in the Trophy Dash?
Yeah.
And that three-wide move that with Deaver coming up, I believe it was in the middle. Were you on the inside or outside of that potential disaster?
I was the guy on the outside.
You were on the outside.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, racing against these guys, you know, you don't know them.
Uh-huh.
You don't know who does what.
Yeah.
And I pulled to the outside and not really expecting another car to come dive into the inside. So there was about a second of a tense moment there for me.
A second, huh?
Yeah, wondering if I maybe made the wrong move. But these NSRA guys, I mean, they're all good, top-notch racers.
Yeah.
And you're actually fairly comfortable going three wide with these guys because they're not going to change lanes or do anything silly on you.
That's actually where I was leading to now is... We did a meet and greet. They had four of the cars from NSRA at Speedway Chevrolet on Thursday night. And talking with them and talking with Jake Mann, who's done both dirt and asphalt like you, there's a lot of respect. You don't rub wheels like you do on the dirt because of the speeds and the asphalt. And that was the one difference that they told me was that there's really you really have your area and you really do trust the other drivers and you don't do the rubbing. Is that true?
So sure, yeah. There's times
100%
when
accurate. These cars are too shiny to get rubbing with each other. And again, same as any race car, they cost too much money.
Right.
And like that's the thing I did notice. NSRA guys are all very race hard and won't give you an inch, but nobody's out there crashing to win. If you win the race, you won it by earning the win, not smashing your way through.
Right.
So that's one good thing, a fun thing about racing with these guys.
Yeah.
Is the respect everybody has for each other.
You know, I looked at the cars on Saturday when I was there, Scott, and you know, I looked and I saw, I don't know if it's new this season with NSRA, but aluminum blocks and nozzles in the heads and stuff, and I glanced down at your race-winning machine and iron block and nozzles that weren't down in the heads and stuff. Does that who's your engine builder, and maybe share with us some of the other sponsors that help you get to the win on Saturday?
Okay, because what we run is on Will Rock, we run different motors. We run a kind of a they could be considered a limited motor.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, anyone that's watched any NSRA races knows Neil Montgomery and Russ Lejeune and
right.
The seventh Trevor Montgomery.
Oh, yeah. We know him very well.
Yeah, Jeff Montgomery.
Yep.
Well, Neil approached me. We're buddies from years gone by. And so I have one of his motors in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And Malahat Auto. We had their radios, a lot of stuff, because they tried to stay away from racing this year. They were going to take a year off. But that hasn't worked out so well for them. We've been putting them work down on our car.
Yeah.
And so those guys came up really big for us. And, of course, Mid-Island Engine, that's where I'm from.
Yes.
We do all the machine work and stuff for them. So it worked out. It was a good combination for us this weekend.
So with the victory this last weekend at Monroe, is your schedule now going to lean more towards NSRA, or are you going to take that engine out, give it back, and head back to Will Rock?
Yeah, the engine's actually coming out of the car. And, you know, we got to talk nice to Neil. Maybe he'll let us borrow it again.
There you go.
Yeah. But we're going to run the Will Rock series here on the island because I'm a football coach here on the island. And we have to keep our priorities straight. A couple 11-year-old boys that are the first priority.
There you go.
And then my little daughter. So racing is a secondary thing for us.
Maybe future racers, though?
Oh, you never know.
Yeah.
If they're, we'll see when they get a bit older here, if they come out in the garage and help me work on the car every once in a while.
Good.
But right now, they're going to play pro football and pro soccer.
Perfect. Oh, there you go.
You know, we'll be millionaires, right?
That's right, eh?
Yeah, right.
Do you have any history with the Langley Speedway at all in Langley?
No. No, I've been there once, during the week and just looked at the racetrack.
You know, they have a historical society, and I've been meaning to get them on with us, and they're pushing really hard to keep that track open as a park. So I was just kind of learning, curious if you'd had any experience there.
Yeah, no, I have no experience with those guys.
Speaking of millions that you could potentially make, how much did it cost you to take the ferry over from where do you go, from Nanaimo to Horseshoe Bay or however it works?
We go from Duke Point, it's called, over to Powassan.
Yeah.
And we were so happy when we went down on Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The first three sailings were half price.
Get out!
Yeah. So
jeez.
We all thought we got the deal of a lifetime until we got on the ferry, and they said, oh, no, the sailings are half price. Basically, it's $200 each way.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I heard somebody at the track say their tire bill was about $840.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, I haven't got my check yet, but I know what we spent is bigger than what we made.
Yeah. And a whole lot of fun.
You know,
knows anything about sprint cars, you do it for the love of the sport.
Yeah. That's
right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when you first came on, your comment that you made about, the age and you didn't want to total up your age, it's almost about as productive as totaling up your receipts at the end of the year, isn't it?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Well, Scott, go ahead.
I didn't know Steve Beitler was 48 years old.
Neither. That's a scoop, I think, that we got.
That is a scoop you got.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think what he wants to do is lose some pounds so he can get back in a car and then turn 50 and then head back to Knoxville and get him one of what will be many of Hall of Fames for that guy. So are we going to see you run down at Skagit this year at all?
Oh, man, I'd love to.
Well, then do it.
I told the guy that actually owns this pavement car.
Uh-huh.
You know, we mention it all the time. Let's take it down to Skagit. But I don't think it would make more than a lap around the dirt track.
Oh, really?
Right at the dirt.
Yeah.
It's a little bit low.
Well,
I sure miss Skagit Speedway, man. And going to NST races and all the stuff that we used to do a few years ago.
Yeah. We'll have to come see you at Will Rock.
Yep.
Hey, there you go. You can get us in cheap, right?
Yeah, Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank
I'll
you
pay
so
much. You pay the ferry.
See,
I'll buy you a ticket.
Good recovery there, pal.
First three sailings, yeah.
I'll buy the ticket to the race.
Well, that's almost not a bad deal.
Yeah.
We could do that. Scott, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you.
It's been a just pleasure to have you on, and good luck this year.
Email us how you're doing, and we'll share that on our show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate you having me on. And again, sure, nice to hear from Will Kennedy and Steve Beitler.
Good deal. We're glad.
Okay.
And hopefully we're going to be able to put those interviews up on our website, too, so you can listen to them again and again and again. So
okay. Congratulations.
Yeah, nice work, pal.
Okay, thanks again.
All right, thanks a lot. We appreciate having Scott on with us. What a nice guy.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he had a flood
of interviews around him, and when he got out of the car Saturday night too. So.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We let's see. Coming up next, we're going to visit with Chris Preston and Dave Hobbs.
Canadian.
Man.
Preston from Abbotsford.
Wow, we get a lot of them. George,
I love
Wade.
His accent, didn't you?
It works out cool. All right, we'll be back. It is 10:19 here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Before NASCAR hits the track this weekend, get up to speed with North Sound Racing. Jump into the passenger seat with host Steve Mortlett and Carla Heath for a weekly look at what's happening in the world of racing. The national and local headlines and racing news you won't hear anywhere else. Start your racing weekend early with North Sound Racing. Tonight at 9, get this week's guest lineup at NorthSound1380.com.